Ramayan Aranyakanda Part 2. Ram, Lakshman, and Sita set out to see the great sage Sarabhanga. As they approached the Rishi's ashram, they were amazed to see King Indra seated upon a celestial chariot whose wheels did not touch the ground. Indra was accompanied by other demigods and was conversing with Sarabhanga, while another celestial chariot, drawn by green horses, waited in the sky. However, when Indra saw Ram approaching, he told the other demigods, "I do not want the Lord to see me yet, only after he has killed Ravana." Indra ascended to the sky on his chariot, drawn by 1,000 horses. Having witnessed this wonder, Sita, Ram, and Lakshman quickly went and touched the feet of Sarabhanga. Then, after being welcomed by the Rishi, Ram said, "O foremost of sages, if you are able to discuss the matter, please tell us the purpose of Indra's visit to you." "Indra came here to take me to Brahmaloka, the destination I have earned by my performance of severe penances. However, I told the King of Heaven that before departing from this world, I wanted to see you, Ram, knowing that you were nearby." Ram requested Sarabhanga to designate a place for him to dwell during the period of his exile. Sarabhanga replied, "O Lord Ram, you should approach the great sage Sutikshna. He will provide you with a suitable residence in a most pleasant portion of the forest. As for myself, I have one request I beg you to fulfill. O Ram, the time has come for me to quit my body. Therefore, I humbly request that I may do so in your presence." Upon saying this, Sarabhanga built a fire, and when he poured ghee upon it, the fire blazed brightly. Then, while chanting mantras, the Rishi entered the fire, burning his body to ashes. Immediately afterward, Sarabhanga rose from the sky in a youthful, dazzling, effulgent body. He then ascended to Brahmaloka and was welcomed by its inhabitants. Thereafter, the assembled Rishis approached Ram, petitioning him, "Many of us who live in this forest are being mercilessly killed by the Rakshasas. You may come and see the dead bodies that are still lying about here and there. O Ram, we humbly request that you give us protection." Ram assured the Rishis, "Being a Kshatriya, I am thus your servant. For your sake, therefore, I will kill these Rakshasas."